Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Frenetic weekend of racing coming up again, which we love. Queensland is your place to race this year. Don't worry about
that. I like that word. Frenetic.
Frenetic.
Yeah. I like it, Paddy.
And Chris Nelson joins us. That's his cue. Where do you want to start? We've got Sunny Coast tonight. This is your specialty.
We've got everything. Good morning, guys. Eagle Farm, Sunny Coast tonight. We've got some really good racing interstate, of course, with big racing at Randwick and at Caulfield as well. So, today's Friday. Sunny Coast are racing tonight. So let's start with that. Race 2, number 4, Keefe for David Van Dyke and Mark Duplessis. Now, play second in the Toowoomba Guineas last start behind Baloo, who goes around at Randwick tomorrow. So that's a good form line. Keefe ran third behind Star Tonte's first up, and the runs in between were pretty good too. So you think that he would get away with this race tonight. He probably will be near enough to even money. He's by All Too Hard, so the step up to 1,800 metres will not worry him one little bit. So Keefe.
I just love the name.
Love the name, yeah. A lot of people do, I think. Keefe. You know, I was going to be called Keith as a kid.
Keith. No.
My dad wanted Keith and my mum stepped in. So.
Do you know Ryan Girdler, who I played with at the Panthers, great player Ryan Girdler, he had two, bought two dogs and he named them Keith and Kevin. I reckon Keefe comes from the movie Chopper.
Yeah, he could be right.
Keefe.
Yep.
Keefe's done himself a mischief.
Hopefully. Hopefully he puts the chop on the opposition tonight. Anyway, race 5, number 4, Vaporizing for Tony Gollan and Ryan Maloney. Freshened up. I like the fact he's dropping back in trip here to 1,000 metres. I think that's going to suit him nicely, Vaporizing. He's got some pretty good form, pretty consistent form this preparation. I think he can get away with race number 5. That's number 4. And race 6, here he is. He's back. Number 11, the Stiffmeister. He's back. And look, he's trialled up pretty well.
There's a real movie theme, isn't there?
Yes, tonight.
American Pie.
Today. The only horse I think that's going to give him any sort of run for his money is number 7, Tick Tock Boom from the Van Dyke stable, but no trials leading in, and it's been a while since we've seen him. So query on Tick Tock Boom. Look at the market there getting closer to race time, but look, the Stiffmeister's done the right thing at the trials, and look, he's drawn well. You're right there, Sats.
The Stiffmeister. I love it.
I'm sure there's a lot of lines I could use there, but I'm not going to go into any of them.
Let's quickly move to HQ.
Eagle Farm tomorrow. Race 2, number 3. Now, Palazzo Spirit. We see some good two-year-old racing tomorrow. Palazzo Spirit's been really good at the trials. O'Day Hoisted train. Bailey Notif will take the ride. Probably one of the most impressive two-year-olds we've seen at the recent trials. So I think he'll be making a winning debut. That's race 2, number 3. Race 5, number 7, Aswart for Rob Heathcote and Taylor Marshall. She's been such a consistent mare all prep. She won 2 straight. She won at Eagle Farm 2 starts back. She went to the Gold Coast. She just gave them too much start there on that big day a few weeks ago. But she still ran on into third spot, and she made more ground than any other horse in the race. Now, back to Eagle Farm. 1,800 metres is good for her. She's drawn a good gate. I can't see why she can't return to the winner's circle. So race 5, number 7, Aswart. And we've got one in the last. Now, I could be on the mark or way off the mark here, which is pretty obvious, but race 9, number 6, She's Our Boss for Team Edmonds and Jaden Lloyd. Now, she got some pretty good form last preparation. Certainly at the start of her last preparation, she had a couple of placings and then a win. All of those runs were in stronger grade. Now, with the claim, she gets down to 55 tomorrow. And this is clearly a race she can measure up in. She's had 3 trials. They've all been good. She made nice ground at the latest one of those. So she is a horse that handles Eagle Farm. Don't be surprised if she runs a really good race. She's Our Boss, race 9, number 6, and she's near enough to double figures.
In a Cronulla with Full Nelson?
I can't catch Full Nelson. And as I said before, you guys know, looking at me right now, I'm more of a half Nelson than a full Nelson. So he's not one of mine.
Well, I tell you what, from my old wrestling days and watching it and up in Bundy, a half Nelson was still very effective.
I can't even do one of those. But no, look, I think she'll run really well in the last, number 6. She's our boss. And how much time we got left, guys?
No, we've got a minute or two, yeah.
Some good racing interstate. Mm. I think there's a couple of standouts in some of those major races.
Yep.
Caulfield, the Toorak. Well, you can't tip in the Might and Power because Zaki, you just win that. The Caulfield Guineas, Animo and Artorias. Well, my heart says Animo, my head says Artorias. So back both, you'll still make a profit. I'm sure one of them will win.
What about the Queensland influence there, Alpine Edge? Any hope? I know it's big odds.
didn't get a crack at them in the prelude a couple of weeks ago, but yeah. it is a much stronger race. That's yeah. the thing that worries me. Look, I'd love to see him win for Trent and Toby Edmonds, but I think the others, I think these two at the top, Animo and Artorias, are really, really good horses, as we know. So Animo, look, he was good in the Golden Rose. He ran on really well. Mm. Artorias, his sectionals home were better than Animo's. That's the thing. So yeah. I don't know. And he's drawn the better gate, Artorias. As I say, I'd love to see Animo win because I'm a massive fan, but I've got a feeling Artorias might end up being the better horse. Okay. I'm Thunderstruck, race 9, number 11 in the Toorak. Good thing beaten in the Sir Rupert Clark, ran on really strongly there. Should be able to land the money. We'll probably start just under $3 or so. And at...
Is Zaki that far ahead of everyone?
Zaki is that far ahead of everyone.
Is it Probabil that's in there as well? Is yeah. that it probably won't challenge it, but...
I wouldn't think so. 2 weeks out from the Cox Plate. This is the perfect lead-up. This is the usual lead-up. Should be a bit of a procession for Zaki. He's about $1.25.
Oh,
yeah.
So he's unbackable. He should win here and then go on to the Cox Plate.
Braybrook odds.
Yeah, he is. That'll go in a Braybrook multi for sure. And the last one is Randwick race 5, number 2, Paul Ailey for James Cummings and James McDonald. A couple of good runs this last couple being beaten. Scott Form around in the Congo, etc. I think we'll be winning also. So race 5, number 2. Cracking weekend of racing, guys.
Yeah, you've got the Spring Champion there as well. It's always one of the great races. I love the Spring Champions. Produced some great winners over the years. So you're really busy.
Very busy weekend, although I haven't found anything for Warwick yet. I'll have to go and do some work now and help Mark out.
You get excited this time of year, don't you?
Yeah, it's a good time of year. Yeah. It's like NRL finals time, Sats.
All right, there's some great horses fronting tomorrow. Queensland is racing. The action continues, as we've just said, right across the southeast. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. Chris Nelson, thank you very much for your time today. Thanks for the tips. It is time now for the latest news. Thanks to Red Energy. Tommy Hackett's the other side of this. Red Energy, a 100% Australian electricity and gas. They switch today. Call 131806. We'll be back in a moment.